Once again, it's time, y'all. Time to open up your mind. Time to raise up your voice. Time to be entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime, and you're on the online happy hour. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Here we go, folks. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Spell was with a Z. The call-in number, as always, 646-727-3279. Program that into your iPhones, your Blackberries, and everything else you may have that you call out on if you paid your bill this month. 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who are listening to the show for the very first time, and those of you all who are listening for the many upteenth time, my name is Andy Brown, and I am co-hosted by the very talented, the multimedia diva herself, Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. Miss Oatmeal, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Andy. How are you doing?
I'm doing very, very well. I feel good. My mind is elevated. Things are going right. I just had the most wonderful time doing fractions and mathematics with my son. And let me tell you, if you ever have to revisit the sixth grade mathematics, it's not a cool deal. There's a reason why we don't do that stuff no more. But overall, I'm having a good night.
That's what's up. I just got finished baking some red velvet, homemade red velvet cupcakes for my girls tomorrow. Having our little pre-Thanksgiving dinner at the church.
That's so, what's up, folks.
Going down over here.
This is a Betty Crocker moment, folks. This lady does her sizzle with the red velvet cakes. If you don't know, you might need to holler at Miss Oatmeal because she does it very well. Oatmeal, red velvet, cakes. We're talking cavities tonight, folks, but it's real talk everywhere around the board. We are broadcasting live here out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, all over the Metroplex. The calls are going to be streaming in all over the country. Folks are going to be chiming in, keeping it real, keeping it 100, because this is how we do. And be sure, folks, if you have access to the Internet or any cyber tools whatsoever, please make sure that you follow us on Facebook. Follow us at our website, howwasyourweekend.com, spelled was with a Z. Check out Miss Oatmeal online. When the media diva does her thing, you can find her at Oatmeal Brown. Her Twitter address as well. Miss Oatmeal, if you want to share that information with them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the best way to follow me and get my Realness 101 updates and just get inside on who I am and what I talk about on daily, Oatmeal Brown on Facebook.
Also catch her on Twitter, ladies and gentlemen, and her website, realness101.com. By chance, if you happen to follow this voice, this man by the name of Andy Brown, you can catch me at andybrownspeaks.com, and you can also follow me at Best of Coaching as well. There's a pool of certified life coaches that are here for your attention to make sure that we can answer and help you out at any given time. Go through that category and make sure that you find the best one, the right one for your needs and your questions. Bestofcoaching.com, and look up this man that's talking to you right now, Andy Brown. Well, Miss Oatmeal, it's about to go down like bad stuff.
As always.
It's time to unplug the television, lean back in your recliner, catch a nice vibe, and be ready to go ahead and just keep it real. You know, this is the hour. This is the magnificent time, and this is what we live for. This is what we yearn for. If you wouldn't mind, just give them a snapshot of what we talked about last week on the online happy hour.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, we talked about hood versus ghetto.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you were there. Hey, let's go in on it.
Well, folks, we talked about hood versus ghetto. We broke down the things that are hood, the things that are ghetto, some of the things that are in between. And we also focused a little bit about some of the major differences. A lot of people don't know the difference between the two. But if you really want to catch an eye-opening view, click on the link. If you scroll through the page at blogtalkradio.com, click on the link in the show that says Hood versus Ghetto. Get an eye-opening view of what Ms. Oatmeal had to say with the realness. Listen to what the callers had to say, and also check out what your boy Andy Brown had to chime in and give some life lessons on Hood versus Ghetto, keeping it 100. Well, tonight's topic, we're going to break it on down and keep it 100%. The good, the bad, the overjoyed, the barely fulfilled, and those who just want to get by, as opposed who are stepping up and living their life like it's golden. Survival, if you will, is the key. Getting by and living just enough. What are you doing? Who's doing the most? And how is it possible that everybody can get in where we fit in? I think it's a great topic tonight. What about you, Ms. Oatmeal?
Oh, definitely a great topic. And I just can't wait for us to get into the meat of the topic and break it down, because I feel that some people may get stuck in survival mode in certain situations. That's my opinion.
Okay.
So, you know, hey, that's how I feel about it.
Now, what exactly does that mean, if you don't mind, just kind of opening up the table so that people can get a clear understanding?
Sometimes in life you may face a certain type of situation to survive. To survive is defined as to carry on despite hardships or trauma, to remain in existence, right? That's what it states in the Webster Dictionary.
Okay.
And to live is to dwell, to support oneself, to subsist, to be alive, and to actually be able to enjoy what you're doing in your life. That means living. Well, sometimes in survival mode, you might get stuck. Life brings you ups and downs. And sometimes the way people live is like they're constantly robbing Peter to pay Paul. Can't ever get it together. Life is always going to bring obstacles. But some people live in survival mode all the time, and they don't really have to because they haven't retrained their mind.
See, it happen quite often.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they may just want to, you know, do just what it takes just to get through a situation and not really plan for the moment.
Right.
You'll see that happen more often than people living check to check, as opposed to those who have set aside money for that rainy day in that savings account. Also see it more often in somebody who just wants to do just enough in their job force just to show up to work, get their check and go home, as opposed to those who are making the progression, learning more about the company, learning more about their craft, and trying to excel, not only for the company's sake, but for their own mentality. So you're doing just enough, or are you living to the fullest to get the most out of what you encounter and what you need? We're going to hear from the callers tonight when you chime in, folks. Don't be shy about this topic. This is real talk, because we're talking with you, about you, and for you with Real Talk here on the Online Happy Hour. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend, spell was with a Z, and make sure you call in and chime in. Now, you can call in and listen, or you can call in and just press 1 for the option if you care to speak on the topic at 646-727-3279. And I'd like to kind of go a little bit more into that living, just enough. Because there are some people, and I've seen this happen more often than not, is that when they do just enough living, it's draining. You would think that if you would put more, surviving rather is just draining, because you would think that you would put more into yourself. Sometimes people think it's harder work to excel, to move up, but in actuality, it takes more out of you just to barely make it. And that's not a lazy mindset, but it is just what it is. It's like running a hard sprint over and over again as opposed to treading out a smooth, nice jog. You're putting a whole lot of energy to start and stop, to start and stop, just to get by, just to give it enough. But when you have that constant pace and you have that mindset to say, you know what, this is who I am, this is my plateau, this is what I'm doing, and I'm showing and proving, I know I can make it happen. That's just keeping it 100. Agree, disagree, Ms. Oatmeal? What are your thoughts?
Oh, I agree with you. An example of somebody that lives in survival mode, you know, you might not clean your house. You don't wash your car. You might just, and you can do better, but you don't want to. You're living like a savage, and you don't have to live like a savage. You're living like you're just trying to survive. You know, that's people that really are down on bad times. And they might live in the hood, may not have enough money. They house be smelling like Pine Sol and Comet and bleach because they care about what they have.
Right.
And you have some people who are living in survival mode and they don't have to.
Mm.
They could be actually be living. You know, maybe once in their lifetime they were living like that, but it's not like that anymore.
Right.
You could always do better. And I see some people stuck in that. Sometimes, you know, they want to live, they're living, but they're living in survival mode. How does that make sense? Well, it does. Because everybody has a different definition of living, I assume, sometimes.
Okay.
And maybe it's based on where you're at in your life. We know with the Hurricane Katrina, you have Hurricane Katrina survivors.
Mm.
Now, I can understand where that is, you know, applicable to the definition of I'm a survivor. Or I survived breast cancer, you know, or I survived some other type of tragedy or sickness.
Yeah.
But if you're living like you're in survival mode, living like you're in college, you know, some of us in college didn't have a lot, so you ate Chop Ramen. You made it do what it do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your credit cards were maxed out because that's all you had. Well, how long do you stay in that mode if things get better for you? Some people stay in that mode.
Wow. Because maybe is it because they believe it's comfortable?
I don't know if they believe it's comfortable. I think they just get stuck and don't realize it.
Hmm.
You have to come out of that. Well, that doesn't. It doesn't mean that you have to be rich to come out of survival mode. It just means that you should, boom. If you do hit a downfall, come back up. When you come back up, make sure your mind is there as well.
Yeah. Because a lot of people do get it mixed up, you know, surviving and living. They don't know really how to define, like you said, or to define the difference. And it's a mindset and it's action. You have to put action behind it, folks, because what you're doing just to do enough could be detrimental, not only to yourself but to others. But if you're living and you're truly enjoying everything that you have and everything that God has promised you to have, then there's a renewed sense of joy that overtakes you. And it shows dramatically. You'll notice sometimes, I don't know about your corporate atmosphere, but in mine sometimes you'll hear people say, you know, when you first come into the job, good morning, how you doing? I'm making it. I'm just getting by. And then you may hear others that will tell you, you know what, I'm feeling good. Everything is all right, because that mindset is completely different. They're not just surviving. They're knowing what it takes. They understand the situation, and they do what's necessary to move forward. Now, the situations may not be the best for everybody, like Ms. Oatmeal stated. It may not be the best, but you've got to take into consideration, what are you going to do with what you have? Surviving versus living, folks, is the topic tonight. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. That was with a Z. Be sure to chime in on tonight's topic, because it's brought to you in part by One World Unlimited. We just want to definitely give a big shout out to One World doing this thing and realizing the topic that we're speaking about. Now, talking about this in particular, keeping it real, keeping it 100, because there are some people that want to look good and live their life to the best. So if you want to stay fly from head to toe, make sure that you are doing your due and get your hair done right. Make an appointment with Dre the Hair Artisan, specializing in healthy hair maintenance, precision cuts, and creative color. Dre's located at the Legacy Salon and Day Spa. The address is 420 East Round Grove Road, Suite 200 in Louisville, Texas. That phone number is 214-488-4888, extension 22. Again, 214-488-4888, extension 22. Visit her via email at thehairartisan@gmail.com. As we talk tonight about surviving versus living. Now, Ms. Oatmeal, let me ask the question, if you don't mind. Is there an appropriate time for one and not the other? Is there an appropriate time to live and an appropriate time to survive?
Well, once you can become comfortable with where you are. Now, this is when you're getting established. Now, say, for instance, if you lose your job and you have to rearrange your priorities. Now, that's if you choose to do so, because some people, it's not that you're not supposed to have faith and not supposed to think that, you know, it's not going to get better for you, but it may not get better for you as fast as you think. Me, when I faced that particular situation, I downgraded.
Mm.
It's not that I didn't have faith that I wasn't going to get a job, but guess what? This is when the whole entire economy crashed.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work for Washington Mutual. So it wasn't like, oh, you know, I was alone. The whole entire company got the deuces. So I chose to downgrade. I chose to move in and be somebody's roommate. That to me were my survival skills, because I knew until I got a job, in order to maintain things that I needed, like my car and other things that had to be paid, and not have to get in a situation where I lose those things, I put myself in survival mode. For some, survival mode could have been, well, you know, I'm going to go ahead and stay where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And lights
mm-hmm.
start getting shut off and things of that nature. And I'm not trying to be funny, because I'm quite sure it's happened to quite a few people out there. But
yeah.
I have faith. Now, I have the hope, wish, and all that. Well, I put myself in survival mode. To me,
mm-hmm.
that was that mode. Do what
Real
I needed
talk.
To do to survive. And, hey, here I am 2.5 years later.
That's progress.
Like it never right, like it never happened. But see, I know how to sacrifice. A lot of people put themselves in a situation that they don't have to be in, and they end up in a real bad situation. Then when they start coming out, they're still stuck in that mode. You're not there anymore. You got to get better. Now you can pay your bills. Now you can get your car fixed. Now you can appreciate the things that you have, because you don't have to have it. Because, see, those experiences are humbling experiences for me. I don't know about anybody else. Oh, but for me, I became more humble.
Right.
Because you tend to appreciate what you used to have, where you might have kind of not really cared before. You cared, but you might have did something. Maybe you were spending your money all off on some other things that you shouldn't have been spending your money on.
Mm.
Those are my thoughts.
Well, I mean, would it be in any appropriate time for one or the other? You know, kind of like what Ms. Oakman was saying, you got to have an understanding of what the situation is. Now, are you surviving or are you living? Now, I'm going to tell you like this. You may see them folks on television when they talk about Survivor. Y'all seen that? Y'all probably seen that show Survivor, where they're doing a whole bunch of crazy stuff and just trying to maintain and get through. That's crazy. I ain't trying to do all that just to get by and get me something. If you're trying to live your life to the fullest, trying to ball out of control, make some money, make some bread, got to start with your mindset. Change your mind. Make something happen first in your mindset. Renew your mind, renew your energy, and make something crack off. That's where it starts, folks. That's where you get it. Because once you've adapted to understand, okay, this is my situation, this is what I'm going through, and this is what I'm about to face, what am I going to do about it? Am I going to start robbing people to make something happen? Because, you know, some people, Ms. Oatmeal, when they on survival mode, they'll max out that little debit card they got. And instead of riding on E, they'll be riding on, NSF? Got just enough money to get by and go through, man, that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. Living, surviving, maintaining. Because I know people like this. Check it out. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, on the flip side, there are people that are living and still aren't happy. See, there's so many details to this thing, and you got to try to understand where you are and what's going on. You see a lot of celebrities that aren't happy. They got money, but they're not happy. What are they living for? Basically, they've been living... working to get to
a
certain level.
Who's living? What celebrities out there living? Y'all watch those TV shows on VH1, on MTV, reality TV. Who's living? What's an example of somebody that's living that you know? Give us a call and chime in on it. 646-727-3279. Surviving versus living. Who's surviving? Who's living? Who's doing their thing? Who's making it happen? Is Herman Cain living right now, or is he just surviving?
Well, you know what,
what's going
Andy?
On, people?
We got Coach Hill that has called in to let
the
us
fantastic
know.
Coach Hill, Mr. Fantastic, representing folks, doing excellent things in the DFW. Coach Bobby Hill is on the line. Yo, B, what's cracking tonight, my man? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How's it going?
All right, welcome back to the Online Happy Hour.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. How's everything going with you?
I know I'm doing good, man. I'm surviving in some aspects, but I'm living my life, man. I'm feeling good. I'm looking good. I'm smelling good. I may not be in the gym as often, but I promise you, these push-ups and sit-ups is making it happen.
How you doing, Mr. Hermel?
I'm doing very good. I finally learned how to live.
Hey, you know what, I actually want to kind of follow up on one of the comments that was said, and I fully understand, you know, I was in the same similar situation, and I think those situations are humbling, and I use it for humbling and to see how hungry I want certain things out of my life, and it actually lets you know how strong you are and can be. You know, like a lot of times, man, when I was out there working and had my business going, it was like, man, I was going out to eat and spending money. But once that extra and that surplus is taken out, you actually get a chance to see how you can finagle things and actually make things work for you. And you're more resourceful and crafty with what you have, your resources that you do have. And you make them extend and last a little bit longer. You know, me personally, you really have the opportunity to see if you're an entrepreneur at that point in your life. And so that's, I can go into deep detail and go a little bit more, but yeah, that's how I see it. It gives you an opportunity to be like, okay, that door is shut, but it's another one open. You just have to pay attention to that one that's open and look, stop looking at the one that's closed.
Wow. Real talk. Real talk from the fantastic coach himself. How are you surviving, Coach? How are you living? What you got going on here in the DFW?
Man, I got a lot, man. I guess a better question is what I don't have. But the new project I do have, actually, man, since Corporate America said I'm done with you, I was like, okay, I'll get my own. And I got my nonprofit going. I'm finalizing everything with that. And everything I'm doing, man, is dealing with kids, everything, from my basketball program to my high school program for kids and to my nonprofit. Everything's dealing with kids. The most recent thing I had was we had a college tour. Me and a business partner, we took like 30 kids outside. We took them to Texas A&M Commerce, beautiful situation, on a chartered bus. We had 30 kids. And, you know, we were giving back to the community. We really were. Kids didn't even know what college was really about. At the end, kids was like, man, they thought when we said you're taking 15 hours, they thought you were talking about hours on the clock, and they didn't know what it really meant. And I was like, wow. Some students, I've never been on a college campus. I don't even know what I wanted to do. I'm like, are you serious?
Wow.
At the end, I don't know if I told you, Andy, but three of our kids got scholarships.
Wow, that's awesome.
Three of our kids, and this is our first turn. That was our first trip, and three of our kids got scholarships.
And, folks, I want y'all to understand, not only does it impact the students, but it also helps out the parents.
Yeah.
Because they're no longer just surviving, trying to make do and trying to get it better for those children in those situations. Gotta look at this thing. It's bigger than just one person. You know, this isn't a selfish world that we live in. We got to do what's best for us and not just live enough just for the city. Now, as a coach, man, as a basketball player, you know, dealing with children, like you said, pretty much everything you do deals with children. Ms. Altman, right. I want to ask this question to Bobby, if you don't mind. What are your thoughts on what's going on at Penn State with Jerry Sandusky?
You know what, honestly, I like these situations. I'm going to tell you why. I love them. Because I was at that point when I was in a judgmental state. I don't know what happened. I don't. We don't know what happened. It's only three people that really know. The two people who were involved and God. So we don't have, and I say this, I know I'm probably going to get some opinions about it, but who are we to judge this man? And especially when you look at Joe Pa. Who are you to judge? Who knew what he knew? Only he knows. But what I do know is he affected lives in a positive manner that embraced that whole community, and people started to love him for that. So that's how I look at it. Because my thing is like this. Everybody be like, he up here doing this, that, and other kids. For all we know, we don't know. So who are we to say, man, he's a racist? When we, as American, and especially blacks, if we really look at it, we murder every day with our mouths. So who are we to judge? With that, I'd just be like, hey, I think Coach K said something perfect. He said, I hope it's not true, but whatever, like my mama Tim, she said, whatever don't come out in the wash, won't come in the dry, son. So you know what? Okay. Okay. So
and that's true. That's what's 100% about it. Because we don't know. Now there was a small incident, folks. I know we're talking about surviving versus living. We're talking about a man whose life and his lifestyle is on the line here. His reputation is on the line. For those who don't know, we're talking about a former Penn State lawyer and attorney, Jerry Sandusky, who has been stated that he molested children, you know, was caught in the shower with a 10-year-old boy. Not only that, they're talking about the fact that he's living close to an elementary school and how detrimental that can be to children that are around him. So you got to look at that into the light of what it is. We can form our own opinion. We can wait till the truth comes out. And we can also look at what this man has to go through. Surviving versus living. Real talk, 100%. I also want to bring this question up to the table. You have to get something, Ms. O'Meal?
I'm not really following it, but did something leak out? I mean, where the allegations come from?
That's a good question. I don't know how it came out, but I know it's kids and it's people that. Now I will say this for the record: I do not condone, especially in my field, I don't condone any abusing kids in any form, fashion, or anything like that. I don't do that. I don't even say that's nice or anything. I don't. But we're just talking about, you know, judges. That's all we're really talking about. Mm-hmm. So, and yeah. You know,
well, how it is, as it's stated, the man was asked, you know, have you been caught in the shower with, you know, he said it was a mistake to shower with a 10-year-old boy, yet he's not a pedophile. That's what he says. You catch me with a steak in my mouth, and that's what I'm eating, and ask me, am I a carnivore? And I say, no. Chances are somebody's wrong, ladies and gentlemen. Surviving versus living. What are you doing? Even in your relationship, are you dealing with someone just to be with somebody, just to say that you got a girlfriend, just to say that you got a boyfriend? Are you involved with someone? Are you putting yourself in the position just because you're alone? Not lonely, but just because you're alone, that you want to be with somebody and your relationship is just surviving. You're just getting by. The holidays are about to roll around, and you don't even want to see this person or spend any time with them. What you doing? This is Real Talk tonight. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Surviving versus living. You're on the online happy with your boy Andy Brown and the Realness 101 herself, Miss Oatmeal Brown, doing it big. Coach Bobby Hill has chimed in with us here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And we got to keep the party rolling, folks.
Hey, we have another caller.
Well, let's bring the phone line up. Keep doing what we do and make it happen. Who's on the line tonight?
We have Missy on the line.
We have
Hello? Can y'all hear me?
Missy's on the line.
Welcome to the happy hour. Who is this?
This is Missy.
Hey, Missy. How are you?
I'm good. I have a few things to say right quick. I'm trying to make it as quick as possible. But I looked at y'all topic tonight. Oh, hey, O'Meal. Hey, Andy. Hey, y'all.
Hey. Hey, Boo.
I see. All right, Jackie Boo.
What is she talking about?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jay Boo. Listen, when I read y'all topic tonight and I seen living versus surviving, I was thinking on the lines of living, you know, comfortably at where God has placed you versus surviving, trying to be somewhere you're not supposed to be and living like the Joneses and above your means. So to me, like, instance, I'll use myself as an example. God has blessed me, and I'm very thankful of it. He has positioned me in different places where I never would have thought I would be right now at this age. I thought it would take, like, a lot longer. But where he has positioned me, I am living. I'm not stressing and struggling. Yeah, things get tight where if I get myself into unwarranted situations, it tightens my bind, but I'm not struggling. But surviving, if I go beyond and above my means, say for instance, I paid off my car. I have a 2004 Honda Accord coupe. Yeah, it's not the latest and the greatest, but you know, it's been hit a couple of times. I didn't got hit a couple of times. I didn't hit a few things. I ain't gonna say cars, but a few things a couple of times. And so my car, I call it the Who Bang. Who didn't bang this motherfucker up this time? Because it didn't got smashed, it got crashed, it got fixed. But when you see it, you cannot tell. If I was just wanting to be with the Joneses, I would go out and get the latest car because I could. God has blessed me where I could do that, but I'm not going to do that. For what? I want to live. I don't want to just survive. I don't want to just go paycheck to paycheck to paycheck because I still give back to my mother who helped me get to where I am right now. When I was a grambling, struggling to pay rent, she was paying my rent, and she ain't even barely could pay her own stuff. I want to live. I want to travel. I want to do things for my daughter. I want her to do things. So to live is to not put yourself in a stressful bind. To survive, you just trying to make it do what it do from day to day, check to check. Whatever your situation is, it's from one to the next. It's no outlook. It's no long-term goals. It's not even a short-term goal available to you. And I heard y'all talking about the Pennsylvania situation. That coach, let me say this. He ain't trying to survive. He ain't a Negro. That Jew or whatever he is, and I'm sorry if anybody is a Jew on the Jewish on the phone, but that guy, he ain't trying to survive. He got dollar stacks. He making it. And the other guy that seen the shit happen in the shower years ago, he ain't trying to survive. He got money stashed, and if he don't, he's stupid because he should have did that a long time ago. Neither one of them are trying to survive. They both living, even after Penn State. Penn State is the ones that's going to have to survive because their ratings are going to drop, their enrollment is going to drop, and their school priority might drop along the lines of what they are associated with as one of the top schools of the this and the this. So it's not about the coaches. The coaches are going to be cool. Shit, the main coach, he's old as hell. It's time for him to retire anyway, so he ain't really caring. The young dude that said he seen it, oh, he going to find another job. It's going to be hard, but please know he ain't just sacrificing and surviving. He's living while he's doing it. It was wrong either way it go. I don't care who seen what, who did what. It was wrong. They both really need to be trying to survive, but they're not because you know what? They've been in the game too long. Penn State paid them mugs too much money. And if they were smart, they did the right thing to it. Old dude, he did the right thing because he was close to retirement anyway. It don't even freaking matter.
He's 92 years old.
Hello. Can we get any older than that and say, okay, you're going to fire me? You're going to get rid of me? I'm going to be 100 in a little bit. I might not even live to see next year. So I don't care what you do right now because my family going to be taken care of. Please know he got a stack for his family. He's not surviving. He's living. So whoever said that earlier, I don't know who it was. It's twisted. Living is being comfortable and thanking God what you're blessed with and being content where you are. You know, the Bible says, you know, I've been without and I've been with a lot. I know how to live and I know how to survive. I know how to do all those either or. Whatever spectrum, but I still trust in God because he's my provider. That's all that freaking matters. So, those that did those wrong things at Penn State, they still living, but guess what? It's going to be some consequences that are going to come along with that, and like it is now, but even if old boy dies tomorrow, his family got to deal with the consequences that are going to come along with that, all that money he stashed. They're going to have to do legal fees and lawsuits and stuff. So in the end, they might not have nothing. Then they'll be in a survival mode, but not right now.
Right.
So do you think right now that he doesn't care? Do you think he doesn't care right now? Do you think that he's trying to survive the allegations or not?
For the old dude, I think he cares because it's his reputation. But I don't think he's just really trying to survive the allegations because he's like, shit, you know, this is some old stuff. It happened a few years ago.
Back in 2000.
I'm damn near dead. So it don't matter, but I'm going to do what I can to protect my family. I don't think he has a no caring attitude at all because he's been with Penn State forever. I don't think he has that attitude at all. Cause that, you know what? If you notice, they did not call and fire him until after he won that last game, which overrode Eddie Robb's record. I think they already knew what the hell was going on. They just want to get another win out this motherfucker to override the black man. But, you know, I'm not a, I'm not being an activist or nothing, but I'm just saying.
Okay, okay. And let me ask you this one last question before we move on to the next caller. Misty, does not knowing the difference between the two cause conflict?
So the difference
say
between living and survival?
Living and surviving. So if you're in a relationship with someone and you're living, they say they living, but you tend to catch a bunch of survival mode tactics.
It does
how do you feel about that?
Survival mode.
It does
tactics.
Cause conflict. No, it just means trying to hang on as best as you can to the situation when you know that in reality you need to let it go. That's survival mode in a relationship. No, it does cause conflict. Because if everybody is living in that relationship, you got two people bringing four lungs into a relationship, which is breathing a lot of air into it. And you're inhaling, exhaling together. It's not one doing the opposite and one just choking and breathing, trying to hang on for their life. When you got that situation where it's an imbalance, one is choking and one is and doing their own thing, breathing regularly and inhaling, exhaling. Usa. With that, it's a conflict because the simple fact is somebody's not happy, one person is, and one person can really just move on. The other person's hanging on for their life. It's kind of like with black people sometimes, you know, hey, we got somebody that's trying to prosper, do some good things, and they want to help others come up. But then you got that crab effect. One is trying to go up. One is pulling them down. It's a conflict. It's a gravity. It's not going to happen. So it could go in a friendship, relationship, businessship, partnership, anything. It's definitely a conflict when opposites are at either end.
Some people don't actually realize, or like I said, some people just constantly live in survival mode. And what happens is it brings the person that's living down.
Yep, I agree.
Too much, not enough, just enough, and a whole lot of everything. Living just enough for the city, like Stevie Wonder would say. And with that in mind, I believe we need to go to the I'm going to take the next call. Misty, thank you so much for chiming in. You're always welcome here on the online happy hour. I believe you said we had another call, Miss Oatmeal.
Yes, we do have another caller. We got Big Ray on the line.
Well, hey, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. Big Ray, what you got to say here on the online happy hour?
Brown, Oatmeal Brown, what's happening? It's near the end of the season. I've been on sabbatical. Welcome back, callers out there. I got a few things to say. Between living and survival, living is an attitude and survival is an instinct. I said one more time, living is an attitude and survival is an instinct.
Okay.
Now,
come on with that.
People out there, they might be in survival mode because they haven't switched their attitude, their mindset to start living. So they're stuck in survival mode where they can't switch gears. But life is about choices. You make some good decisions and some not so good decisions, but then it comes to consequences and repercussions. A lot of people are in the position they're in because of the choices or decisions or indecisions that they made. But
if
they switch their mindset, certainly a lot of their situations can get better.
Right.
A lot of times, sometimes might be a slave mentality. Sometimes might be a broke mentality. Other times might be a ghetto mentality. Other times just might be an inferiority complex. Just not believing that you can get ahead or that you're supposed to have the best.
Preach it.
You know,
that's Big Ray.
Want and drive and determination.
Big Ray broke it all the way down.
They might fall down, but they get back up and keep going. Or they might get back up and start back running. You got some people might fall down. They just start crying and have a pity party.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I know lots of people who do that. The woe is me. I can't never get nothing my way. Things is always going right for you, but things ain't never going right for me. Then they want you to land the money.
Like on that cartoon, got a cloud with rain always raining over the head.
Mm-hmm. You know, we were somewhere. I can't remember. I think it was me and Doc Hop and my man Trot. We were out there in Texarkana, Texas, not long ago, letting people know about the Joe Torre Love and Laugh series coming up in Texarkana this Thanksgiving weekend, Saturday, November 26th. We were out there at a local gas station, and a gentleman walked up to me. He was shaking his pockets, and he walked up, and he had that look on his face. So I said, uh-oh, he's about to ask for some change. I could tell just in his eyes. So before he could even make his way over there, I reached in my pocket, and I pulled out whatever change I had. So he came over there, and he was like, hey, man, I know this is a bad time, and I'm trying to reach out to y'all. But so before he could even finish what he was saying, I reached out, and I put my change in his hand. And he walked off as if that's what he wanted. And the first thing that made me think of was something that my father once said to me. Life will give you what you ask of it. So if all you really wanted was some change, is that the best you really wanted? When, in fact, when you see people out here doing their thing and on their grind, you could have easily said, hey, man, I see what you're out here doing. What can I do to help you out? And could have turned that situation completely around and probably put himself in a better position to receive more, do more, and even increase his income. But sometimes when you see people out there and they just want just enough change just to get by, and that 15, 20 cents or that dollar for a cup of coffee or that 50 cents to put on their next beer, what are they really doing? Are they just surviving? They want just enough for that particular moment? Or is it a little bit more that you can ask for yourself and do a little bit more to live to the fullest? Yeah, times are hard. We all go through hard times. It's a part of life. You're not always going to stay on top. But you got to think about what it takes to get on top. A little bit here, a little bit there, put that up and stack. Kind of like what I said earlier, going back and changing your mindset, folks. It's real talk tonight. Surviving versus living here on the Online Happy Hour. You got your boy Andy Brown saying just enough to get by, and you got Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101 doing her thing and representing tonight, folks. They're calling in from all over the country. Big Ray.
We got another call.
Tell us about the football team.
Say that again?
What's happening with your boys, man? What's going on with this football season? What are you involved in the community?
Oh, I was helping out with some youth league teams. We went to the playoffs, won before the Super Bowl, lost in the semifinals, great season. Picked up with the football university with the national tournament, which culminates January 7th in San Antonio. All y'all welcome. Also, we got a couple of All-Star Bowl games going on. Which we'll be getting further information to you guys within the upcoming weeks. We got a lot of good things going on, upcoming events, and then we're going to be doing something different during the spring since it looks like it's not going to be a basketball season. They got a new little basketball league about to start. They're probably going to start about seven teams in seven cities and go from there. But I'm excited. It's the holiday season. They're going to be bringing the troops home by January. The economy going to pick up, a lot of money going to be flowing and growing, about to have a baby boom, a lot of love flowing around, a lot of spending and grinning, they getting their hazard paychecks, things about to be coming up.
Miss Oatmeal, did he say a baby boom?
Yeah,
he said baby boom. This is what happens after war.
Well, I guess I'm getting prepared. That's what I'm preparing myself for.
You heard that Robin Thicke song, Love After War?
Going to be a whole lot of people not wanting to pull out in the next few months and weeks, folks. Pick yours.
Hey,
choose wisely.
I may have to fight. Protect yourself at all times.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people, you know, kind of going with that, you may want to be careful with those relationships that you kind of get yourself into. You know, if it ain't meant for you, don't really go full all the way in it like that, because you'll just be surviving and just getting by. kind of like sometimes, and I've seen this happen more often than not, and you all may know this, when you use those public restrooms, they have that public restroom tissue, if you will, and sometimes your relationship can be very similar to that public tissue that's in there. It looks like it's supposed to be protective. Sure, it's supposed to support you, but really, when some shit's about to go down, is it really going to support you? Are you surviving or are you just living? Talk to us tonight, folks. Real talk. 646-727-3279 on the online happy hour. Talk to us and let it be real. Miss Oatmeal, talk to us. Surviving versus living.
We got Kevin
another
on the
caller?
Line. Yes.
Well, come on, Kevin. Talk to us.
Is Kevin there? Kevin, we're having technical difficulties, so back at you, Andy. I'm sorry about that.
Bad signal.
Bad signal?
He had a bad signal?
Maybe his phone is just surviving.
Yeah, his phone is just surviving. Depends on what part of town he's in, where he's calling from.
Maybe he clicked over while he was waiting for his turn. Maybe he clicked over and hadn't clicked back yet. Maybe that's what it is.
Help me understand. What is there to do tonight? You got real talk. You got a real conversation. You're talking to real people who are doing real things. And you can hear that. You can chime in. You can interact. You can hit them up in the chat room. You can make a valuable connection. Where else can we do that, folks? But here on the online happy hour. The show is designed for you, about you, and to help you. This is real talk. This is what it's all about. I encourage each and every one of you listening to the sound of my voice right now to text a friend, call somebody you know that may need to hear this topic tonight, and tell them to chime in and just get what's remaining of the show just a little bit in their spirit so they can receive some information about surviving versus living. Here on the online happy hour. If they're online, tell them to hit you up at blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend, spelling was with a Z, and text them the phone number to call in at 646-727-3279. In case they miss us now, coming Thursday, if they're in the DF Dub, they can check us out live, but we're going to be at Henderson's Chicken, a.k.a. Fagan's Sports Bar. Now, last time we were there, it was 100%. We had the music playing, the chicken wings, the gizzards. My man Hop was chewing on about 3 chicken backs with a bottle with a beer and some Ciroc. We were doing our thing up there, folks. And then once the show was over, ladies and gentlemen, the white girl broke out the dominoes. I don't know about y'all, but I call that a real party going down. Big shout out to my man Dante Fagans for letting us go ahead and hang out in the chicken house on a Thursday night, folks. Come out and see us and represent. Did Kevin ever get back on the line?
Is Kevin on the line?
It happens.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's all right. We can kind of move on, keep the party rolling.
Oh,
living
right
just the night on the city. Let's talk about that. Living just enough for the city. Y'all know the song. You've heard it. You've heard it on the movie New Jack City. You've heard Stevie Wonder lean and sway with it. Is living just enough for the city? Really just surviving? You doing just enough? Just enough for the city? Come on, folks. I know you've been there. Y'all understand about Spam sandwiches, mayonnaise sandwiches. You understand what it takes to eat waffle with no toaster. Y'all understand about going half on the pack of just putting a half pack of Kool-Aid in your cup and just making a glass of Kool-Aid with some sugar? Maybe y'all ain't never been there. Maybe y'all ain't never experienced that. Maybe somebody's never had to live 5 and 6 deep in the household because everybody's money wasn't right. Maybe y'all didn't know the importance of family unity. And when everybody gets together, we put our money together, we're surviving for the moment so we can live later on. Maybe that's not you. You've always had it going on. Or maybe you've never experienced the fact of foreclosure, repossession. your debit card or credit card not going through. Just enough. Now, some of that could be acts of just bad money management, but you got to think about that. If they don't have a source of income, it just ain't going to happen. It just doesn't appear out of thin air. Everybody has a situation here or there where they need assistance. You know, we laugh at people with food stamps, but it's a necessity for some folks because that's all they got. That's all they can deal with. And then you have some people who grew up in that atmosphere, and now because they've managed to come out of it in their own little circle, they turn their nose up to those certain people because that's not them. Does it remind you too much of home? Maybe because your family grew up in the country and it was gravel roads and dirt roads, but now you living in marble. You got marble countertops and everything where you at because it's good living in your suburban area because they're surviving and now you're living. Do you ever think about the impact and the focal point that you could do to be a help meet to somebody? Maybe there's a family member or friend that needs your help, that needs to see that, how did you make it? How did you do it? Or are you going to stay in the position not wanting to give back because you got yours, they need to get theirs? Maybe this is just too real for some people tonight. We weren't supposed to go there. Just keep it all fun and dandy. I don't know. Surviving versus living. Do just enough. See what happens.
Well, you know what, Andy? We have Tyrone Parker on the line, and he's going to give us a little input on that.
Come on, Dr. Hey. Parker. Dr. Tyrone, Trifecta Parker. What's going on, my man?
Hey, what's going on, bro? Thanks for having me on the call. Man, I'm listening to you, man. You were saying that people need help. I mean, I'm with you. I totally agree. But I think, you know, I don't think it's financial help that people need. I think people need opportunity. I think this country, I mean, regardless of some of the horrible things this country has done, it's still a great place to be able to live a great lifestyle. And if you're, and if somebody, in my opinion, if someone is poor and they don't have what they need, they definitely have their mind. And a lot of times, the reason why we're set up the way we are set up in our life is based off of the habits that we've created, and those habits we've created are basically. They come from our thought process, and our thought mm-hmm. process comes from our parents, our environment, and things of that nature. So, when you say help, you know, I believe that if you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day, but if you teach a man a fish, he'll eat for a lifetime. And we have people who come here from different countries, and within less than 5 years, these people become millionaires. After being totally piss poor, okay? We've seen rappers do it. We've seen just about every type of person in a bad economical situation come out of it and catapult their success. And some of them go back and help the community and some don't. Now, at the same time, I think we got to be fair. You know, when someone makes and they come back and they help the community, you know, they're going to gain a lot of haters. Oh, he didn't do this for me. He didn't do that for me. And the thing is, they offer you an opportunity. And like, I'm involved with network marketing where I go through this, you know, every day. And when someone comes to me and they ask me, well, Tyrone, you know, I need some money for this or I need some money for my rent, I say, okay, well, I don't want to give you money, but I want to help you become successful. I got a dynamic business that you can begin to make money within the next 72 hours. And to me, if that person is not entertaining the idea of getting involved with my opportunity, or say they say something like, well, you know, sales ain't really for me. I ain't really the selling type. Well, wait a minute. There's people that's janitors, and I know they didn't go to school all their life to want to become a janitor. It's people that work at Burger King. That wasn't their dream to work at Burger King. People do things that they don't want to do all the time. It's the results that you want. It's the lifestyle that you want. So I think, you know, America is spoiled. Okay, and I know people don't like what Herman Cain said, and I'm not getting into politics. I'm not for a certain candidate, and I'm not going to say which one I like. But he made that statement. If you don't have a job and you broke, that's your fault. And I think that was a hard statement, but that was a true statement too, because in this country, you can go out and create a job. This country's around here in this world, and I'm almost done, I ain't going to take too much time. This country's in this world right now that you can go to, and you can't create no job. They're going to go and say, no, you can't do that. You can't run that business. You can't sell oranges right here. Yeah, there's a man, and you probably seen me post this on my Facebook a couple of weeks ago, Andy. This man stood on the corners. He came from Ireland. He stood on the corners of a park in somewhere downtown New York. He sold $5 potato peelers. And he became a millionaire within 10 years. 10 years. Mm. He came here poor, broke, sold $5 potato peelers. And none of us on the phone would sell no $5 potato peelers. But his work ethic was there, and he was hungry. And that's what I think is what you need. We don't need to be giving people something. We need to give people opportunity. We don't need to be giving them money.
Okay.
I don't think it couldn't have been said any better than that, man. Now, you said you're involved in Netmore Marketing Tire. Tell the people what you got going on.
Well, I'll make this quick because I know I'm just killing the airtime. I apologize. I got a phone call from a friend of mine in Detroit. He shared with me that he had dropped 15 pounds in 7 days. And I began to ask questions and be intrigued about what he was telling me. And so I asked him, I said, well, how does this work? You three-wayed me into somebody. I got a conference call, listen to it. And I was mesmerized that there was a weight loss product out that allowed you to lose weight in a fast amount of time. And the first place you lose the weight was in the midsection, and that you were guaranteed to lose 8 to 15 pounds within 8 days. And the products were completely all natural with no chemicals. And so I went ahead and tried it. And if I try something that I like, I like to endorse it, and that's why I love about network marketing, is because when you endorse a product, they pay you like you're a professional athlete, like Michael Jordan. You're not necessarily selling the product. You're just pointing people in the direction of where to buy it. And when you do that, it begins to get digitally tracked over the Internet, and with Internet marketing and things of that nature. I got involved with that industry and got trained on that. And as I got trained on that, I began to make some really good money, residual, and begin to replace the income. And so what I love about network marketing, this industry has created more millionaires than any other industry ever, more millionaires in real estate, more millionaires than life insurance, more millionaires than people are involved with energy and oil. Network marketing is a huge deal. It's matter of fact, it's responsible for over 50% of the commerce right now is involved with network marketing. That number is going to get bigger and bigger because of the growth of the Internet, and they've got to figure out how to pay these people. And for just the endorsement of a product that you particularly like, companies are paying really good money, and this company that we're with pays an exceptional amount of money back to the people who endorse it. And we have attorneys, doctors, lawyers, garbage men, all types of people who are involved with this industry, as well as this particular company that I'm with right now. It's about 20 months old. So it's a great deal. It's a phenomenal product. And if you're interested, you can definitely find me on Facebook, Tyrone, Director Trifecta Parker. But, Andy, I love what you're doing. I love this show that you put together. I've been meaning to come on here and talk and be able to express my opinion and say what I want to say a little bit and share what's on my mind. I love that you do that for people, and I love the events that you're putting on. And I know you got some more comedy shows coming up for us, and you got us hanging out at Henderson's Chicken, man. That's what I'm talking about. Appreciate you.
That's what's up. Big shout out to my man Tyrone Trifecta Parker doing his thing. The director Trifecta is out there. Miss Oatmeal, what's your take on tonight's show, Survival versus Living?
I think we've had several great examples. You know, definitely my man Big Ray came and just broke it down on the most logical level possible. Ghetto mentality. It's all about your mentality, the different mentalities.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
So, hey, I mean, we got the best of all worlds tonight.
That's what it's all about, folks. I mean, you're hearing from people who are involved with children. You're hearing people who are involved in their own business. You're hearing from people who work for other people. I mean, it's just a fact of life. You know, everybody's doing their thing and everybody's surviving in survival mode. Some people are living. They're living their life to the fullest, regardless of what situation and where they may be. It is what it is. Now, kind of going back to what I was saying, quite a while ago about the people who maybe have moved out to a different level, you know, just because you have high-end material or high-end material items, is that considered living? If you're on baller status, you know, Ms. Omiya touched on that earlier, you know, just because you have money doesn't mean you're happy. Now, it's going to be very apparent because a lot of people who don't have money right now said that they would like to have that problem. They want to find out what that happiness is because they want to touch that money. They want to know what that security is. And I so feel you on that one. However, if you're not happy with where you are right now, you got to think about that. Are you really going to be happy? Is money going to really make that much of a difference? Some people say, hell yeah. And some people, I was going to say, probably not, because your mindset still hasn't changed. You can get anything in the world you want. You can be debt-free. You can have any kind of vehicle that you want, any kind of watch you want to wear, Omega Speedmaster, that is, cheap time, solar, battery-operated. You can own any business that you want. But if you're not secure with who you are, money's not going to change that. Agree or disagree, Ms. Omiya, maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, no, you're right. You can change. See, money can change a lot of things on the outside. It can give you materialistic things. But as far as your thought process, if you don't get it together, you're going to think that these material things make you. You're going to think that, but that's not going to be the actual outcome.
Mm-hmm.
The people on the outside that know you will be able to see the truth. But people have to really understand. You have to be comfortable with self. You have to be secure, not insecure. You got to be secure. You got to know how to act when you get something. Did you know a lot of people that aren't used to certain things, they get things they don't know how to act.
Yeah. Oh, trust me.
And they think that that makes them a certain person, but you're still missing.
They ain't quite got it all.
No, because it's not about that. You still have to be humble. You still have to know what a blessing really means and who you really are, because guess what happens? It's like what a lot of people have been pushed up against when the economy fell. You lost it all. Now, who are you? Who are you?
You're a baller. You're a baller, but don't nobody know you. You're a baller, but you got two friends on Facebook. You're a baller. No, and where you going to drive your car because you ain't going over somebody's house to celebrate Thanksgiving? Your lonely ass. You got everything you want, but your heart isn't secure. There are more people over the age of 25 who are not students who commit suicide, who are living in a higher tax bracket and are millionaires, in millionaire status, committing suicide. They are unhappy with their life.
they're unpleased with the products and the labors of their fruit. Is that what you want? Really? You got to have the money. Get your mindset right. You heard Tyrone say it. You've heard Bobby say it. You've heard Miss Oatmeal say it. It starts with your mindset. You got to get your mind together. Surviving versus living. You even heard Ray say it. It's the mentality. What you going to do, folks? Tighten up your backstroke. Get it together. Survival mode. It's all a mindset. It's not just about what you have and what you don't have. Because one decision and one paycheck separates those from a Spam sandwich to a steak and lobster. Get your mind right. Surviving versus living is the topic tonight on the Online Happy Hour. You got Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101, and I'm just glad to be a part of the show. My name is Andy Brown. Now, I may not speak a lot. I may not speak often. But when I do speak, I like to put just a little bit of clarity into it. Follow me, andybrownspeaks.com, for real-life certification, real-life coaching to empower and to reach a better you. Some people think, Miss Oatmeal, that we just full of shit. We just out here just doing this thing just because. It ain't real. What they see on TV, what people go through, they're balling. They're having a great life. They're living. But they're living in drama. They're living in pain. And I promise you, there are people out there that wish they could be in your shoes right now because they don't have the issues that you got. Suicide rates are higher for those in millionaire status than anybody maybe next door to you or down the street from you in your household. I don't know. Maybe this isn't real enough.
Hey, it's real life, and we're living.
100%,
I know I'm living. I'm not in survival mode. I'm living. Yes, they pissed me off at work yesterday, but guess what? Because I figured out how to live, I got on my knees and I prayed. And I prayed. And I prayed. And my mindset is different. Now, I did have to call my friend and vent of what I really wanted to do and what I really wanted to say. But where was that going to get me? I don't know. But today when I got to work, I didn't have to deal with that issue. Mm. Not to say I didn't carry it for a hot second, because I did. But
when I
got to work, it was a little different. I'm still grateful, still blessed. And if I do want more out of life, and that's when the tough times begin, even with where you are. You might feel like you're struggling or you're just trying to survive a certain situation. Maybe that's not it. Maybe it's a test. Maybe you need to pass it. Going to help you.
Mm.
Sometimes you just got to be quiet and sit back and wait and see what's going to happen. Stop looking at it as a struggle.
We've said a lot of things tonight, folks. We're keeping it 100. But you know what? Well, one thing that we didn't think about, does it depend on your cultural background or the personal way that you think determine if you're living or surviving? What does that have to come into play for? Is it more black people? Is it more white people? Because I know what you see on TV, you might see, you know, more whites living better than black. You might see more Hispanics living together than anybody else. Surviving versus living. Because you know what's out there. When we think about, you know, the Mexican Latino community, how they put things together, and they'll stack up six deep in a two-bedroom apartment. Or they'll go out there and work construction. And your cousin or your nephew who's out there to say he can't find a job won't go out there and work the job because it's too hot out there. McDonald's is hiring. Cousin Cornbread said that's the heat, that's beneath him. He won't do it, but he needs some money. Let me tell y'all something. College degree or not, I'm going to be at McDonald's. I'm going to make it work. I'm going to make it happen. Laugh if you want to. Your boy going to find some way to get some paper in there. So what advice can we give, Ms. Oatmeal? What advice can we give those who want to start living and get out of survival mode?
They have to take a good look at themselves and look at how they're living.
Mm-hmm.
It starts up with your mindset. So I don't care if you stay in the hood, your apartment is $400 a month, and you driving a Hyundai, an old school. Guess what? You may have maybe had more than that before. But if you're a go-getter, you know that that's just a certain level that you're at that time. But don't take advantage of that level. Do what you can on that level. Appreciate what you have. Take care of it. Still be ambitious. And then once you get to that next level, because you will, don't continue to still live hood. You know what I'm saying? Or don't still have a ghetto mentality. Because then you're still living in that survival mode. You know, we had a caller last week that talked about how she moved into a nice community, nice housing area that they had built up. And there were people that, you know, got those houses too. That was during the time that, you know, houses was going for this and that. You know, they had them on loans or whatever. Everybody can get a house. Well, the people that moved in tore the neighborhood down. They never changed their mentality, even after they were blessed with more.
Wow.
You can probably imagine that they didn't take care of what they had or where they were. So it's just a vicious cycle. So people definitely need to learn to appreciate what they have, where they are at that point in time. Does not mean you're going to stay there. And then when you move up, you need to recognize that and make that adjustment. Get out of survival mode. Then you start living, because you can live with this. You can live with not a whole lot. When you're appreciative that you just woke up and you got a head, a roof over your shoulders, and somewhere to lay down, a car to drive, and some food to eat. Starts with your mental. That's why people become humbled when they lose a lot. You start being grateful. You stop tripping on all that other stuff. That's how you get out of that survival mode and you start living.
Got to live your life, folks. Keep it 100, keep it real. Keep it 100 all the time. She's coming with the realness 101, folks. Oatmeal Brown's hot single, Knick Knack, is slamming on YouTube. Go to iTunes and CD Baby and download the single, the remix, and the ringtone today. Come on out, DFW, and enjoy us at Henderson's Chicken Restaurant and Bar. Like we mentioned before, you got to come out and have some fun and just keep it 100%. We do it real. We do it big all the time on Thursdays. 8 o'clock p.m. is when we go ahead and get it started. Ladies and gentlemen, the book Second Place Women Who Come In First can now be purchased on my website, also under Amazon.com, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, Nook, Book Baby. Go ahead and download the e-copy as well. It makes a good Christmas gift and great holiday gift, as well as the hit single, Knick Knack. Be sure you get that, folks, and understand this is real things by real folks going on. Realness 101 Entertainment is the record label, and One World Unlimited is the marketing and distribution channel. The evolution of greatness is shaping in the form. Highlight your talent, folks. Let's keep it 100. Let's keep it real. Miss Oatmeal is coming with the Realness 101, ladies and gentlemen. This is what she does. This is what she does, and she's doing it thoroughly 100%.
And I want to give a shout-out to the chat room. Chat room member. Oh, my. This is like an alphabet. IX69X YouTube is just putting it down in the chat room tonight. Oh, my goodness. OMG. And Bonita Perry in the chat room as well. They're going back and forth. They're going at it with this real talk.
Big outs to the folks in the chat room doing their thing. Folks, if you don't know how to get there, you can chime in www.blogtalkradio.com/how was your weekend, spell was with a Z, and chime in. Click on the link so you can know what's exactly going on and you can see what Miss Oatmeal Brown is talking about. That's what's up. That's what we do. We keep it real, folks. We keep it entertaining. We keep it enlightening. And you all can also learn more about what you already know. And that's what we do. Survival versus living. Tonight's topic on the online happy hour. Any questions, any other comments, Ms. Oatmeal, before we bring the show to a close?
No, I'm pretty good. I mean, I enjoyed and I learned as usual. I love this because it gives me a chance to learn and understand the dynamics of different people. So I love it as usual and as always. And I would just encourage everyone to renew their mind each and every day.
That's what we're doing, folks. That's real. That's 100. It's Tuesday, November the 15th. It's payday for some folks. It's just the middle of the work week for many others. Make sure that you get your holiday festive zone. Be thankful as we're coming into the Thanksgiving season. Not quite sure if we're going to be broadcasting next week for the holidays as it is, but just be thankful for who you have and who's around you. What you got going on, because family is first, and we keep that survival versus living, doing what it takes to survive, doing what it takes to live and live a meaningful life. So this is what we do. If you're going to be in the Texarkana, Texas area, the Arkla, Texas, if you will, be sure to check out the Love and Laugh series hosted by the one and only Joe Torre of Def Comedy Jam fame, of motion picture fame, and a pure Hollywood entertainment fame. He's going to be doing this thing. Also, Miss Mama Michelle is going to be on the stage. There's going to be some local artists as well chiming in. So if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you can go to howwasyourweekend.com and register to receive free tickets to the event. Come out and meet the family, the How Was Your Weekend family, the One World Unlimited family, and also the folks at Superfly Entertainment and also 40 and Fly as well. It's going down like bad stock. Each and everywhere we go. Big things by big folks doing big and powerful business ventures. That's what we do, folks. That's what's going on in the online happy hour. Miss Oatmeal, I've had a wonderful show.
Yes, indeed. So, Andy, you know, we have a few minutes left. What could you say to the people? What would you say to them?
About living?
Yes, about surviving.
About surviving.
Yes.
I think it's very necessary, you know, to pay attention to your situation and your surroundings. I think it's very key for people to understand that it is a mentality, and it's not just based on your situation. You can change your situation. You know, you can change your thought process. And for those of you all who may be going through something small and something minimal, you know, don't make a temporary decision or a long-term decision based on a temporary situation.
Okay.
You know things can be greater later if you just dissect the situation, pray to God, and get thorough understanding of what it takes, what's involved, and what needs to happen. So I encourage each and every one, listen to the sound of our voice tonight, to understand surviving versus living. It's real talk. Real situations about real people. Encourage. You know, reach out to a friend. Reach out to a mentor. Take some gall and say, you know what, how can I get it? How can I become and put myself in a better situation? What is it going to take for me to get over? We're rolling into a new year, 2012. 2011 is only days numbered, folks. And we're on the tail end out of this. Some of you all have conquered your goals. Some of you all have may not have achieved your goals. But what is it going to take for you to get out of survival mode and into living your life and living your dreams? Find out what that is. Pray to God first. Ask him for direction and put yourself in a better situation. That's keeping the 100. AndyBrownSpeaks.com, folks. That's how we do.
Well, Andy, we might as well go ahead and wrap it up.
Yeah, I think it's been a great show. As we go ahead and wind it down, folks, I want to say thank you for chiming in the chat room. For those who may be listening to us via telephone, don't let this be the last time that you chimed into the show, folks. Make sure you may tell a friend to listen, log in, listen and learn with you as we come back with another hot show next week. It's been real. I want to thank those who chimed in and gave everything that they had. As always, you make the show what it is. And if you had a good time, go ahead and tell some more people about the show. Do us a favor and tell a few more folks with Facebook and Twitter and some of your friends so they can tune in with us next time. Don't worry. We're going to let you know what we're going to be talking about. So log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown.
And I'm Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. God first.
Good night. Go mom to my friend. And we gone.
And we gone.
I make them drop it like it's hot. I make them dance, break, stop. Cause they want what I got. The next neck paddywhack by the side, from the back. But with these niggas that see the fitting in my strategy. Cornbread, collard greens, red beans, mac and cheese. I know you like the baby food, so let me put your mind at ease. What? So let me put your mind at ease.
Just cause you see me and my cheese, don't mean that you can scheme me.
Yeah.